Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here. Podcast Winning the Game, I share from 3 decades of training leaders to be even more productive and access well-being and a new level of capacity at work and in life. And yesterday I had a group call with a few of the people in my Inner Circle program where we connect weekly and have coaching structures that support leaders to be even more productive and access well-being and capacity at new levels. We did something on that call which I highly recommend you do at this time of year. When I record this, it's midsummer in Sweden. It's the time where we have the longest day of the week. It's also time where lots of people in Sweden reflect on the upcoming vacation. It's 1 week left, it's 2 weeks left. What's going to happen this year? I highly recommend a reflection backwards also. Look at the past months since January and notice what you accomplished during the past 5-6 months. And not so much accomplished as finished or hit target. Look at progress, look at learning, look at expansion. I asked the people on the call yesterday to look back at the beginning of the year until now and notice what are you most happy with in terms of progress, learning, expansion. And I'm so used to this that I didn't notice it at the time, but it struck me afterwards. It's just a given to me that people who participate and align with the principles and perspectives that I teach have really great results. It just happens for anyone. It's not even about me. It's about aligning your worldview, your perspective, with how things actually work. And then align your actions you take to be expansive in terms of capacity and the results you want. So, 3 examples. One woman said, well, I went to Japan for 4.5 weeks. And it wasn't only the trip, really. That was wonderful. But it was how I related to my work during the trip. I completely took time off at a new level. No interruptions, no disturbances. I was on time off. There was 2 emergency things that happened, 2 text messages. 2 of them in 4.5 weeks. They took me 5 minutes each. It was just somebody who needed information from me about something that had a small crisis to handle. And not only that, from that trip, my whole approach to work and life since has been different. Weekends are completely off. I relate differently to what I do in the evenings now. I've transformed something this spring. Next person, CEO and entrepreneur, said, well, what I'm most fascinated by and proud of is that I transformed my way of being this spring. This is something I also love. Results are kind of what we naturally think of, but how are we being in life? She said, I always seen myself as a doer. I'm a doer. I do stuff. I'm good at it. I do stuff. But I shifted that last few months. Instead of seeing myself as a doer, I see myself as someone who makes really clear strategic priorities and follows through on them. And that makes such a difference for me. That is a big difference. I'm a doer, or I'm a person who chooses strategic priorities really well and fulfill on them. The whole sense, if you listen again, being a doer, 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 being a doer. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, doing, 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 doing. To being somebody, no, I choose my strategic intentions really well. And I fulfill on them. It's a whole different way of being in life. Third person runs her own company. She says, well, what I've shifted this spring that I'm happy with, I work 10 hours per week less now. I know, she runs a dental practice and she tracks her working hours really well naturally. 10 hours less per week. That's great. She also said, and I eat much better now. I really had a shift in how I eat. I've always been eating well. So I eat well, but I don't eat enough. So that's shifted this last 5 months for me. I now eat lunch really well. I do the snacks I need before and after lunch. If I work with clients in the evenings, I have a dinner with me. I plan it, bring it to work. It's a big difference in not only eating well, but making sure I have enough fuel and energy in my body. I could go on and share people having results that are not, oh, I tick this off, but more a sense of this is how it used to be, but now it's different. Something has transformed. And that is part of winning the game. Everyone on the call yesterday experienced winning this spring. And it comes from the skill to look backwards and not only notice what you did and what happened and stuff that you arranged or took a trip or something. It's like, no, what progress did I have? What expansion can I notice in the past 5-6 months? What did I learn? What happened that if I keep bringing it into my future, the future will be more expansive and better, and I'll experience winning the games I set up for myself at a higher level. So that concludes today's podcast. I invite you to take a look at your time since the beginning of this year. Or if you hear this some other time, just look at the past 3, 4, 5 months and notice what is expanding, what is progressing, what am I learning, how am I now in a place of more capacity moving into my future. And if you don't see anything and it actually has been a time of very little expansion, ask yourself, what do I need to commit to alter that in the coming few months? Thanks for listening. I'm back most days of the week with more content, and you're welcome back anytime. Thanks for listening.